This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A two-minute phone call from a woman on Tuesday has set off an entire town on the east side.
Wow.
Well, the men in this town.
Oh, would the men be upset?
Well, there are lots of things you can call a guy, Tommy, that'll just roll off their backs. This apparently is not one of those things.
It's pretty insulting.
And you can look, you can look at this as an insult. And you can understand why women would be put off by this. But then again, how a guy treats this woman could also be an indicator of how he treats you in a relationship.
Okay.
So is it a bad thing? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A statement from a woman.
What'd she say?
During Where Are They Whining on Tuesday, blew up our inbox. Her name is Alex, and as far as we knew, she was just going to guess which town they were whining in.
Yeah, she's just playing.
But the statement she made has cut men from one specific town very deep. This is what Alex said into our airwaves on Tuesday.
I spent a lot of time at Webster, and it sounds like somebody who, like, was very lazy and had, like, you know, no motivation other than, oh, well, this looks easy. Let me try and become a gamer. And then it didn't work out. He ran back home to mommy.
A lot of lazy mama's boys in Webster, I guess.
Is that what you're saying, Alex?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, guy, all men from Webster are mama's boys.
I didn't say all, but most.
Give me a percentage.
It's been her experience.
Give me, I need a percentage out of 100 of men who live in Webster that are mama's boys.
At least 75.
Oh, it's a high.
It's a high. It's up there.
Three out of four Webster boys are mama's boys. Soft old mama boys. 75% of men from Webster, our mama's boys, according to Alex. Should we jump right into the Facebook message that we got hammered with after she made
from
that statement?
From one of the resident mama's boys.
Careful, Kimmy.
It sounds like it hit a nerve.
They are mad. Oh,
I
boy,
feel
did
like
it.
You wouldn't be so defensive if there wasn't some truth to it.
Let me read
I
your
guess
face.
We'll find out.
Let me read your Facebook message first, Kimmy, before you start running that lady mouth.
I'm ready.
Matt writes us. Who does this woman think she is? I was born in Webster. I went to Thomas. I still live in Webster. And this woman has no idea what she's talking about. Just because she's boring and no man wants to spend time with her doesn't mean that he's a mama's boy. Luke writes us, I've lived in Webster my whole life. I don't know a single mama's boy. I don't know what that lady was talking about. If she has a problem locking down a man, maybe she needs to look in the mirror first. Tom writes,
what's Tommy saying?
I heard a woman say that all men from Webster are mama's boys. You can tell when a girl is trash because she thinks respecting other women and not giving her all the attention all the time, both of those capitalized, is a bad thing. I grew up in Webster. I don't know a single mama's boy. I love my mother, and that makes a very specific type of trash woman very jealous.
Man,
she's not like my mom.
All right.
There's 20 more, but you guys get the idea.
Yeah. I'm seeing a pattern.
I'm waiting for the ladies to speak up about the men in Webster.
We did not get that. We did not get
really?
A single woman writing about mama's boys
strange.
In Webster.
Strange. That's all I'm saying.
Every man in Webster has come with pitchforks and torches for Alex. All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think we need to start, before we get into towns, defining what a mama's boy is. Tommy, what's a mama's boy?
It's a grown-ass man who still puts his mother ahead of his wife.
Oh, but this
that's the definition, to me, of a mama's boy.
But we're talking girlfriends here, too.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, like, you still check in with your mother first.
So you value your mom's opinion over the other lady in your
That's
life.
The definition of mama's boy.
Okay, so that's your definition. Kimmy, would you like to expound? Could you give me your definition of a mama's boy?
I think it's mom before all else, right? Like, everything you got going on in your life, mom still comes first.
Mom before
No
country.
Matter what relationship you're referring to, whether it's a friendship, other family members, whoever, mom always comes first.
So it's mom country Notre Dame.
You've got it.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not a failure to launch situation where she's, like, still taking care
No, it doesn't mean you necessarily like live at home. You know what I mean? It's not like mom cooks for you all the time, like that. You know that kind of image. I just say it's Sometimes it's subtle, okay, but you know mm-hmm. that, like, you know
when you
they're going to take mom's side.
So you are prioritizing your mother and her needs over the other woman in your life. That is the definition we're going with. Okay. With that being said, Tommy, is Webster the town that has the most mama's boys?
No.
Really? No.
And you lived in Webster. You're the only one in this room who has lived in the town we speak
of. And he dresses like a mama's boy. Like, he goes in to J. Crew and shops exclusively in the mama's boy section. So what town is it then?
Oh, you know what town it is.
I don't.
Where are all the Italian boys at? Where are your Italian boys?
You tell me, Italian boy.
You know where it is.
Where?
It's Greece. We know people that won't move out of the neighborhood, won't go to the other side of town because they're going to be too far away from their family. Those are your mama's boys. If you take at least 3 breakfasts a week at your mother's house, or if you stop in for coffee every afternoon.
Well, the moms make the coffee for the sons.
Okay. And if you're every Sunday at their table.
Well, that's not fair. No, hold
that's
on.
A mama's
well,
boy.
That's not fair.
That's if you're like every, a family thing.
Your wife can make pasta.
You're saying
but not like my mother.
Sunday sauce makes you a mama's boy?
I don't know.
Your wife can make Sunday sauce, but you won't taste it.
Yeah, but that's a whole family coming over, though. That's like a family tradition. Sons, daughters, everybody's coming over, not just the...
But those are mama's boys. Better, by definition, that's a mama's boy.
You better be careful. You're going to get excommunicated from the Sicilian crew. Watch out.
I would say Italians lead the league in mama's boys.
Kimmy, would you agree that Webster or Greece leads in
towns
of mama's boys?
Well, I will say, when it comes to Webster, I don't really have like a stereotype for a person
from Webster. It's too diverse.
I guess maybe I haven't spent enough
time. My neighborhood's super diverse.
Your private drive?
Beyond the private drive with the regular people.
You mean the regular guy?
The commoners.
The regular guy with the 2 cement lions and the monogram driveway and the fountain. Those regular people. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I haven't. I don't have a good reference for Webster, so I will say based on my experience in the Grilton area.
Okay.
I know a few mama's boys. He may not be wrong.
252 WCMF 252-9263. A woman named Alex calls up the show on Tuesday to guess where they wine, and she guessed Webster, and she goes off on this tangent about how men in Webster, 75% of them are mama's boys. That was her quote, and it set off all of the men of Webster. We got blasted with response. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's what's strange about all this.
What's that?
There is a belief from some people that the way a man treats his mother will also be the way he treats the mother of his children.
Well, with respect.
Okay. If he is kind, doting, concerned about his mom, eventually the woman who shares his life will get the same treatment. Mm-hmm. Do you buy into that idea?
Yeah, to an extent.
Okay. So it makes sense. Do you look at a mama's boy as someone who also respects women?
To a point, but you don't, but you put your mother above your own wife.
Okay, I understand.
So there is still a pecking order.
There are women who end up marrying mama's boys.
Mm-hmm.
Does that attention and care eventually shift from mom to you when things get serious, or are you in a constant battle with his mother for the rest of her life?
So the women I know that have married mama's boys regret it.
Really?
Because they're constantly having, they're needy. They're clinging to their mothers, and they're constantly battling mother's opinion in their house.
Okay.
I don't think any woman wants a mama's boy as a husband.
Kimmy, would you agree with that statement?
Nobody wants a... Sorry, I was on the phone.
Nobody wants a mama's boy as a husband.
I do think it causes complications in your relationship, because I did kind of hear what you said about, like, yes, it. I do think they maybe have more respect for women in the aspect that... Or in the just the... way that they care for their mom and respect their mom. But I do think eventually that tension's going to show up and it could cause some issues.
That mother-in-law is going to get into your business. And she's going to get in your business in the kitchen and in the bedroom.
Your mother's not going
to get... Well, no, I mean, it could depend on how involved that mother-in-law wants to be.
And if he goes running to mommy about what he perceives as something in the marriage he don't like, it's going to be her opinion over yours. Every damn time.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Alex calls the show on Tuesday and says that 75% of men in Webster are mama's boys. Tommy disagrees. He says the town with the most mama's boys is Greece. Mm-hmm. Kimmy throws in Grilton, which is kind of the same.
Well, word. That whole West Side, very Italian concentrated area.
You got it. All right, so we're going to talk to Joe. Is Joe the name of a mama's boy?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out. Joe, you a mama's boy?
Guys, I'm right in the middle of this situation. My brother and I are 2 years apart, and he decided to move to Webster. This is years ago, and you would have thought it was the end of the world in my family. My mother and father could not believe he was going to go to that side of town.
So they're Joe, I'm sorry, let me stop you. Are they in Greece? Your parents are in Greece?
My parents are in Greece, yes.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I am too, so I don't know what that makes me. I didn't go to Webster.
Makes you Italian.
And mama's boy, according to Tommy. Okay, Joe, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, buddy.
No, but you would have thought it was the end of the world. Like, my parents would sit down at Sunday dinners, and how are we going to see them? What are we going to do? How's this going to work out? They could not believe he was going to move 15 minutes away from Greece to Webster.
Sounds like he's in the Carolinas.
All right, well, Joe, let me ask you, did you stay in Greece for the sake of your parents?
I'll say 50%.
Mama's boy.
All right, Joe, would you consider yourself a mama's boy?
I guess if Tommy's talking about going over for coffee and breakfast and stuff like that, yeah, I guess I am.
How many times do you go to your mother's for breakfast in a week?
I'm there once a week for breakfast, but probably two times a week for coffee, and definitely once a week for pasta.
Oh, you're locked in.
Is that a problem for your wife, Joe?
No, my wife is the best. Honest to God, she could deal with it. I don't know how. She's a saint.
Okay.
She just lets me do my thing, and maybe she hates me or something. I don't know.
Who could hate you, Joe?
Ask your mother. Go ahead. Go out of the house for a little while.
All right, Joe, do you have sons?
Three boys.
Are they mama's boys?
Yeah, I got one who lives in Italy, actually, believe it or not. The other two are definitely coddled and taken care of by
your
mama.
Your one kid went to Italy?
Does he know he did it backwards?
He's actually in the Navy.
Serving in the Navy in Italy. Okay, all right. Oh, my God, what did your wife say when he did that?
Oh, gosh, it was a traumatic experience.
Did she drop off sauce at the ship?
Yeah, she rows herself out there. I'm just happy!
Oh, God, guys.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. All right, there goes
Mama. At least he's not in the Italian Navy. Because you definitely have to know how to swim if you're in the Italian Navy.
You're Italian! 252-WCMF.
Can I just say, if Joe is a mama's boy, did you hear how he talked about his wife?
He did.
That was a good sign, I think, for ladies looking to date somebody.
So then men, the idea that
he's very respectful, wanted to compliment his wife, said she's great.
And he was a golly gee kind of guy. Yeah. Oh, geez. You guys. Hey, you dudes. The coffee's over there. All right, we talked with, we got the dude's opinion here. We got Kimmy's opinion. Sarah says she is an expert on mama's boys.
I'm very interested to hear her perspective.
Let's talk to mama boy Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You got the voice of knowing what mama's boys are all about.
Oh, I'm an expert. I do got to say, I play where they widen with my coworkers, and we play by the rules. You can't repeat a guess or say two towns. And I have a bad habit of guessing before the post is over. Like, I just get a hunch and run with it. Mm-hmm. So I guessed Penfield, and then when Kimmy got to, like, hashtag blah, 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 hashtag mama's boy, I went, damn it! It was Greece! That would have been right!
All right, so Sarah, so you're saying Greece is the king town of mama's boys?
I mean, it sounds awful, but I'm going with, like, clusters of Italian people who don't leave.
Okay, Sarah, but you said based on your dating history, you've dated mama's boys.
Yes.
Okay, and your experience was negative?
Oh, they're the worst. So much so that when I met my current partner, like, on the dating app, there was a prompt that was like, what's one thing you'll never do again? And I was like, Italian mama's boys.
You're hurting, man. These guys.
Listen,
they're getting crying into their lattes this morning.
But you're hearing it from these chicks that have laid down with
these
dudes.
Oh my God!
Cry to your mama.
So you're saying that, like, the mama's boy aspect of your dating life, it ruined it for you in the end. Like, that was the downfall of your relationships.
A big part. So I dated someone for 10 months who was 28 at the time. And I had known him for a bunch of years. We were friends. And he had about 8 girlfriends before me. Only showed one of them to his parents. And after 10 months, still couldn't tell him that he was in a steady relationship with someone he had known for 5 years.
So, Sarah, I'm going to ask the question I think a lot of guys are wondering right here. Are you sure the problem's with the mama's boys? Or is there a reason why guys don't want to introduce you to their parents?
I was one of seven that didn't get introduced.
Okay, Lauren, no, I'm just asking a question.
I don't know. It's just, what do you want to do for dinner? I don't know. Let me ask my mom. Dude, she lives in a different state.
Oh, man.
All right, well, Sarah?
Dude, you got, yeah.
Thank you for your mama's boy expertise. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good. Right.
There goes Mama's Boy, Sarah. I do want to take one more call.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. 252-WCMF for talking. Mama's Boys. Alex, who called us on Tuesday, said that the Mama's Boys live in Webster. You say Greece. Mm. Is Devin a Mama's Boy name?
Oh, number one.
252-WCMF. Devin, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to say me and my mom don't have like the best relationship, but I've actually met some Mama's girls.
Oh, Mama.
And there was this one girl I was talking to, and her family actually convinced her that it wouldn't be a good idea for us to talk. We had only been talking for a couple weeks,
yeah,
but it was going really good, and I thought that was weird.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I'm listening to your voice, yeah, and I'm with her mom 100%. Kevin, did I meet you at Bill Gray's?
Don't blame you there.
Did I meet you at Bill Gray's over the West? Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. No. Yeah. They were right, Devin.
That curb, I didn't see that curb. I don't know. I don't know who put that there.
Okay, Devin, thanks for the call. But I have a good I mean, sometimes mom's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has to do with me and a mama's girl or boy. That's just good advice.
Her parents, maybe, they were like, nah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What if I told you?
What was that?
There was a way to get hot lunch in 90 seconds. Without having to talk to anyone.
That sounds delish.
In, out, bing, bang, boom, no fuss, no muss.
What a fantasy.
It's now a reality in Rochester. The only issue...
Oh, it's here.
Well, some folks could see this, Tommy, as sacrilege. Uh-huh. How could you prepare foods like this in this way?
Yeah, it's a hot lunch.
And consumed in this manner. Tommy.
Mm.
Tommy.
I don't know, Pat.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Mm. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Allow us to introduce you to a new business idea here in Rochester.
So I can go get it today?
You got it. It's called Home Chow.
Home Chow?
Home Chow. Here's how it works.
All right.
They have a location on Culver. And when you walk in, there are a bunch of food kiosks.
So, okay.
Inside the kiosks, you can choose from a bunch of different legitimate food options. When I say legitimate, I mean things like chicken parm, lobster mac and cheese, salmon bowls. There are plant-based options.
Wait, there's fish in that goddamn box?
There's fish in that box, bro.
Wow.
You order from the kiosk.
All right.
The machine heats up your meal in about 90 seconds, and you're done.
So it's a frozen thing that they heat up?
I don't know if it's frozen. I don't know if it's chilled.
I'm not sure how it works. Yeah, I don't know how they prepare it.
You better check that fish.
How the box prepares it. I don't know.
All right.
You sound like such a rube. I don't know how the box prepares it, but I got me some salmon.
So how do you eat it there? Or do you take it home?
I think you're supposed to take it home. I'm not sure if there's tables
I
there.
I would assume it's to go, but yeah, I guess to your point.
But I don't see
could
anybody.
Be a cafeteria.
Nope. Just a kiosk. Full
Where
meal.
Is this?
It's on Culver. I think it's actually near
it's
the
like
old
inside
Sticky Lips.
A building. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's over that way.
Over by
the way they
East
described
High?
It.
Yeah. Culver and whatever that road is.
Yeah.
It's a full meal from a machine in your
That's
hand.
That's weird, man. Okay, I think it can't work.
Well, Tommy, you don't have to talk to anyone. Right. Depending on the line, you're in and out. It's the simplest way to get food in your tummy.
Hot meal.
I guess it depends on, the quality.
Okay.
I would not want to eat salmon from a machine.
Oh, you don't want to eat machine salmon.
You don't eat salmon at all, you little fish bitch.
Wow.
You don't touch half the seafood.
No, we've touched a nerve.
Seriously, he's got a...
You're going to come at me?
You come at me about my salmon, you don't even touch salmon?
You don't do nothing.
So you're not... Are you in on this?
If I was going to try something, it would have to be something base.
So chicken parm.
Chicken parm. What was the other one? You get the fish.
Chicken parm, lobster, mac and cheese. I'm just giving you like some of the
options. Like a mac and cheese.
But without the lobster?
But that's got lobster.
Yeah, that's...
I'll eat that.
That kind of creeps me out, man. Like, how long has that lobster been sitting in that box?
How long has that fish been sitting at the Wegmans?
I was going to say, people buy, like, seafood from fast food places. Is that much different than that?
Like a fish sandwich? Like a
fish
McDonald's?
Sandwich. There are other options.
But that stuff comes in frozen. I don't know.
This stuff might, too. I don't know how the... I don't know how the magic box makes my salmon.
Is there somebody in there?
Hey, little man inside the box, can I please have a salmon bowl?
Ooh. Yeah, that one I'm out.
So you would have to have someone else tell you it was great to try it.
Yeah, and I would go base.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, you in?
I definitely want to try it. I'm very curious as to how this thing works and like the quality, to your point.
And I don't get the convenience. Because let's say I want to get chicken parm.
Yeah.
And I want to be in and out.
Yeah.
I get my chicken parm.
Sure.
I got to go back in my car and then go someplace and eat it.
Or possibly eat it there. They might have a cafeteria style. Right. I don't know what it looks like on the inside.
Because the parm is not road food. I can't eat it in my car.
Everything's road food depending on how talented
you get. You got to have it half in your lap.
Look, I mean, but there's lots of people now ordering from sit-down restaurants to go. So this would be the same idea, right? And look, where else can you get chicken parm in 90 seconds?
No place.
I mean, you go.
That also disturbs me. It's so fast.
Yeah. That little man in the box, he's making a lot of food very fast.
So that means it's already pre-made just sitting there.
I would assume so, yes.
So when do they put,
I don't know.
So do you want to go early in the day when they just fill the box? Or do you want to go at 5 o'clock and that parm's been sitting there since 9 o'clock in the morning in the box?
Unless they replace it every couple hours, depending
Maybe
on how popular
somebody,
it is.
All right. Manning the machine.
And I think you're being naive thinking that regular restaurants don't have fair food prepared at 9 in the morning and are just heating it up to give it to you.
Yeah, but at least now I really know what's going on here with your food box.
Okay.
It's too much.
So there's a negative connotation to you ordering your food out of a machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not even curious enough to try it once.
It's like a vending machine with hot food.
Yeah. That's exactly what that is, actually. It's what we've been describing.
I mean, I don't mind cocktail peanuts or your potato chip.
Okay.
But Jesus Christ, man, I'm getting full meal.
So here's the thing. I mean, look, again, to be fair, we haven't tried this yet. But just thinking out loud here, you would have to imagine the quality of a food served to you out of a kiosk is going to be lower than what you would get prepared at a restaurant.
Right.
But you are saving a ton of time.
You are.
And you don't have to interact with anybody else. Okay. Is that worth the potential trade-off?
I mean, I think if you're on a time crunch, this is perfect.
Because you're potentially sacrificing quality for speed and solace.
And it's also not in a very convenient area.
Well, no, I mean, there are a lot of businesses around that area, like blue collar, like factory.
I mean, people go to stop at the grocery stores right down the street for lunch.
Wegmans?
Yeah, Wegmans, a couple of them.
Well, let's talk about that again. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this new business. It's called Home Chow. It's on Culver in the city. They have several kiosks inside this building, and inside the kiosk, you can buy legit meals. Chicken parm, lobster mac and cheese, salmon bowl, to name a few. There are plant-based options. It heats up your meal in about 90 seconds, and you take it. And you go. Because the hardest part of lunchtime in the middle of the week is the time.
Oh, sure.
You'd love to go and grab a bite and get out of work for a little while. But you've got, I don't know, 45 minutes, 30, 45 minutes?
Max.
Between the drive, the line, the back and forth, who's got the time?
Nobody, Pat.
And even if you order ahead on the app, during the lunch rush, there's no guarantee your food is ready when they say it will be ready. This could eliminate that idea.
All right.
Right? I mean, it could be a genius move.
Yeah. I wonder what the whack is on it.
I have not seen a price. I don't know what a price is.
Because that's going to be key.
I mean, I'm going to be down in that neighborhood after the show. Maybe I'll pop in and see what it looks like. Report back.
Grab some lunch.
Well, no, that's not cheap.
Get a salmon bowl.
You could get your salad bowl.
Oh, yeah.
No, because salad's not going to be an appropriate judge of how good. I want to know
true.
What the actual.
No, but like
they suck at salad.
No, but
it
salad.
It actually is. If they can't pull off a chilled salad, I ain't touching your fish.
No, there's plenty of places I love to eat sit-down. Their salads suck. But their chicken
parm, veal
parm.
I've never had a sucky salad.
Sucky salad?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you open for him at the Catskills?
Great guy. Man.
After Soupy Pockets?
Yeah. Dad of a blood clot. How weird.
Like, I know people.
Why
that,
did it get so dark at
know.
The end?
Well, his act was very dark at the end. He really turned on the audience.
I know people that will avoid, like, their morning coffee spots or lunch spots if they know, like, there's a certain employee working certain days.
Yeah.
Just to avoid the interaction, they will go somewhere else. They will go out of their way to avoid having, like, an awkward, long conversation
with
somebody.
Let me ask you this. How antisocial are we getting? We can't even interact with somebody for a meal.
Says man who leaves at 9:55 and doesn't talk to a
single coworker.
I've been
talking to you for 4 hours. Me more than that. We jive all morning.
Jive. Shut up, Sammy Davis Jr.
We jive, cat.
What's up, Jazz Cat?
Don't you have lines you avoid at Wegmans because you don't want to talk to certain people?
That's him.
Or you will make a judgment?
That is him.
I thought you also did the same thing.
The cameras are not, but he's pointing at me right now.
You.
He's pointing.
I'm pretty social when I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I talk to all the people at Wegmans, the dry cleaner, the shoe guy.
You're very social unless I see you in public, in which case you are off in the corner.
How many, I talk directly to my doctors. I've even got out for drinks with my doctors.
That's weird.
Yeah.
My accountant is a drinking buddy.
Stop going out with my wife for drinks. 252 WCMF. Your food out of a kiosk on Culver. Nick's on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
I work overnights. If this thing's open late or 24 hours, I would hit it all the time.
He makes a great point, man. If you're working odd hours, like your best option is a cheeseburger and a microwave at a gas station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't even do the Wegmans isn't even 24 hours anymore, so you can't even get like a, you know, the $6 meal or whatever. So yeah. if this is open late, I'd hit it up.
And, you know, we have talked about, too, the largest employer in the greater Rochester area is medical.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks that work at the hospital weird hours or even during the middle of the day. Some of the hospitals have great cafeterias, but the lines can get long. If you put one of these in a hospital and I can get a hot meal in 90 seconds, brah.
Okay.
Brah. Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Hey, try it and call us back and let us know how it is.
Will do.
All right. There goes Nick. He's getting a chicken parm.
So
I will say, like, if they start putting these in like busy office buildings, it would be a hit for sure, right?
Yeah, I would order. I mean, if they
actually
had one of these here?
Like a place like around here that has nothing.
Yeah,
that would be huge.
We got a coffee shop that serves like light lunch and a pizza.
Like
stop
whenever
the
there's a food truck around the corner, the line is around the corner.
Man, the parade of fatties that line up. The chow.
You mean the
Luck
people
Club.
That want to eat a lunch?
Oh yeah, they want to eat a lunch.
That's what she just said.
Well, yeah, you know they're eating good.
What may be the funniest part of this idea, and again, we're talking about this company, it's called business called Home Chow. I don't know if they're local or not. They're opening on Culver. They have opened on Culver. It's a kiosk you eat legitimate food out of. Chicken parm, lobster mac and cheese, salmon bowls, things like that. Mm. 90 seconds, you go to the kiosk, boop, bop, 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 bop. It's hot, it comes out, it's yours to eat. The funniest part of this.
What's that?
We haven't gotten a good look at what these kiosks are yet here in the room.
Yeah.
But this idea is not a new idea. In fact, it's one of the oldest ideas in America.
Well, back in the day, yeah.
Kimmy, are you familiar with automats?
No.
Automats are this exact concept. It was a business that was dedicated to machines that had food prepared inside.
It was like hot food.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, a lot of it was like sandwiches desserts and candy and... Yeah, it was more like lunch stuff, if I remember correctly.
You're familiar with this, right? Because it was big in the 40s and 50s when you had just graduated high school.
Yeah. Me and your mom used to go down there all the time.
Kimmy, you'd walk into a building, and it would just be a wall of doors that would unlock after you paid for things.
Okay.
The food was prepared inside.
Gotcha.
And I understand the technology is different.
Yeah.
But the concept's the same.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know why they flopped.
Well, it's funny. Every couple of years, we bounce back and forth between isolating ourselves and wanting to be around people. Because your take, Mr. Social Butterfly over here, how bad do we not want to talk to people?
We're becoming an antisocial country. It's not good.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's like we get so busy that we want the fastest, cheapest option. So automats in the 40s, 50s, and 60s blow up. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden we realize we don't like being isolated.
We hearken back to the good old.
So then we go the other way for a little while. And then it's like, okay, I don't want to deal with people anymore. So then we go back to the thing we did before. Like every 20, 25 years, we flip back and forth between don't talk to me, I want to have lunch with nine people, don't talk to me, I'm going to go to a cafeteria and talk to strangers.
So we're back into the automat.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it actually times out perfectly because things are moving faster now. But like, remember, we got out of COVID and we were so isolated. All we wanted to do was talk to everybody all the time. And then after a while of that, it's like,
we
this
forgot.
Kind of,
this actually sucks.
This sucks hard. It sucks hard. I don't like any of you. I'll take my chicken parm out of a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of you because we did a whole break about kiosks. And not once did you do that joke.
I don't want to be smirched kiosk.
Okay. All right, your Buffalo Bills are 5-2. They got a 3-game lead in the AFC East.
Riding high right
yes,
now.
They are, but despite that, Bills fans still nervous. Amari Cooper made the offense work better on Sunday. Can he do it again?
Mm.
That's going to be part of what we're going to figure out here. Tommy coming off the best week of his Where They Whine in season, 3-2 after a 1-for-15 stretch.
Came out stumbling a little bit.
But you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Because there are some men, some sports experts, that'll tell you what you want to hear, but only. What?
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over 100.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Over 100. 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. His first ever catch as a Buffalo Bill, a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he does it in the first game on a play where he needed rookie Keon Coleman to point him to where he was going at the line of scrimmage. Now, considering Cooper only had 4 days to get ready for the Titans, his first game was amazing. 4 catches, 65 yards, and a TD. So if that trend continues, he's only been in the offense for more time, he should be better come Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you this information. You ready?
Right. Yeah, give me the information. Dig into it.
Seattle's defense is in the middle of the pack in the NFL. They've given up 10 touchdown passes in 7 weeks, so a little over one per game on average. They are banged up, but the guys might be coming back, so they could not play. They could play and be fine. They could play and still be hampered. The question you need to ask yourself, Tom.
What's the question?
Do the Seahawks take Amari Cooper so seriously that they try to shut him down, knowing he has a better grasp on the offense after a week? Or are they more concerned about guys like Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid that have been there all season, guys who Josh trusts to do more damage? Because that could factor into what happens in the red zone.
You got to take all those factors in.
Over under. 1/2 a touchdown for Amari Cooper.
What do you think?
I'm asking you.
This kid's the man.
He's not a kid. He's like ancient in football years.
They don't call him Super Cooper for nothing.
Well, I heard that one time and you hated it.
He is Super Cooper. And you're going to tell me this soft-ass West Coast town is going to stop this kid?
I mean, Seattle is a tough place to play.
It's one of the softest towns I can think of. It's Soft Town USA.
Soft Town USA.
You know it's soft.
I've got very little experience in Seattle. So.
I have none. But what I see look pretty... jiggly to me.
Look, I w- look. You and
I don't even know where you're going.
Jiggly, soft ass.
None of this matters. I think you and all Bills fans do need to pump the brakes. Like, I would be great for Amari Cooper to come out and repeat his performance from a week ago, but it does take time. It takes time.
It didn't take him time last week.
He got to be pointed to where to go.
Just give the kid the ball. He knows how to catch a goddamn ball.
The first target, he did drop it.
Okay, that might have been a little jive, saying he ain't ready. That might have been a jive drop.
Oh, he dropped it on third down on the first drive on purpose.
Just to set the tone.
All right.
The hustle may have been on.
So I need a pick.
This kid's a hustler.
I need a pick, Broseph.
He's Super Cooper. Where do you think I'm going?
I'm asking
He's getting a touchdown.
So to be clear.
Hey, God, how hard is this?
You are over 1/2 a touchdown
for Hawks.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Over under.
Yeah.
99 rushing yards for Bills running back James Cook. Fun fact, Tommy.
Yeah.
Despite his hot start and status as a top five dual threat back in the NFL, James Cook does not have a 100-yard rushing game this season. His best performance, 82 yards rushing and a loss to Houston. But this Seahawks rushing defense will be the worst the Bills have played all year.
Do they suck?
They're giving up almost 150 yards a game on the ground.
God damn.
Teams are getting 5 yards a carry on average against them. They are the fourth worst in the NFL. Mm. Seems like a slam dunk.
Yeah, they can push them around.
There you go. Well, that all depends on how the Bills use Ray Davis. 153-yard total 2 weeks ago. First NFL TD last week. They had him running hard in the fourth quarter. He's earning more time. And Kimmy, the coaching staff seems to like him despite the fact that he's a rookie.
Yeah. Putting a lot of trust in him.
The more carries Ray Davis gets, the more it hurts that James Cook would get to 100. Over under, 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. The camera's not even on.
I know.
The computer exploded.
I don't want to lose my touch.
Okay, no, you're nailing it, buddy. What do you think?
So you're telling me that they use the Davis kid, then it ain't going to be cooking time.
Every touch Ray Davis gets detracts from the odds that James Cook hits.
Oh, they can't touch the ball at the same time and run with it together?
You know, that's an interesting question. If they did that as a joke, who gets the yardage?
I think isn't it illegal? One of you has to have possession, not both of you.
I've never heard that rule ever. I don't think there's a rule.
They can both hold on to a ball.
What rule would that
like
break?
It's a playground and you're like running down the field with it together.
What rule would that break?
I would think nobody has possession.
No, you're on the same team. Possession. The team has possession.
Yeah.
Right, but doesn't... All right, maybe. I don't think we're going to see that.
Okay.
That's not even my bonus.
James
Cook. Double running back touchdown?
Well, you're making me think now because you got the two good guys back there, and I'm also thinking that Josh is going to air it out.
It's the worst rushing defense in the NFL. Why would you air it out?
Right.
No.
I'm thinking.
All right, hear me out.
Just think it through.
The important carries in the fourth quarter when they were trying to put the game away went to Ray Davis. Mm-hmm. This may be a sign that the Bills are trusting him to close games out with fresh legs. It could also be a sign that they thought the game was so far out of reach for Tennessee that they went with their second back.
All right. But you're telling me they can't stop the run.
Look, they're giving up
150. They're the worst in the league.
Fourth worst.
Not
fourth
great.
Worst.
Well, you might as well say worst.
No, because there's three that are worse.
In the whole league.
Holy crap.
At a 32 goddamn team.
Over under 99 yards rushing for James
Cook. Can't stop nobody. Get my score one backwards. Of course he's going to get 100 yards. They can't stop nobody. You tell me they can't stop.
No, but... All right. I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm just trying to help you. Okay. All right.
And by the way, Cook's your star. Davis showed up, but Cook's your man.
Davis has more...
But he's your man. He's number one. That kid's number two.
As of now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go with number one.
So to be clear.
If you pay him for number one, get out there and show me some number one.
Just because he could rush for 88 yards, have a great day, and not get 100.
I understand how gambling works.
I just described football.
And I'm talking about gambling. We're betting.
All right, so to be clear, thank God you're not betting because you'd be losing the house you don't own. Honey, I lost your house. So you are over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is, coming off a 3-2 week last week. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. Over under 3.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has been getting his ass kicked. In 7 games, he's been sacked 20 times.
Holy Christ. How is he not worse than Tua?
I don't know. He's been...
He's got to have concussion.
Well, I haven't watched any Seahawks games. I don't know if these are like he's behind the line of scrimmage getting tripped
up. Every one of those sacks to me looks like you need to go in that blue tent.
It's a train wreck. Some of the Tua concussions weren't even sacks.
Yeah.
They were just weird injuries.
Okay, so Geno Smith is averaging taking almost 3 sacks per game.
He's getting creamed.
He is. Now, there's a few things that suggest that this week might actually be worse than the average for the Seahawks. One, his number one wide receiver, DK Metcalf, we talked about it this morning, may not play.
Right.
And even if he does play, he's got an MCL sprain. Which I don't know how you play on that as a receiver.
Either.
Okay. Two, the Bills defense has started getting after the quarterback again.
Mm-hmm.
They brutalized Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago. They owned the backfield in the second half against Tennessee last week. AJ Epenesa specifically has looked really good the last few weeks. The only problem, the Bills defensive line has no-showed a couple of games this year.
Mm.
And Kimmy, it's one of these things where if they go off, they go off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they kind of...
Or they do nothing.
You don't hear much.
Yes, nothing happens.
You kind of are looking for certain guys. Like, was he even out there that whole time?
Can the Bills' D-line get it going? Or is this another one of those games where it's like, what the hell's happening here? Over, under, 3.5 sacks for this Bills' D on Sunday.
So they had to get to him four times.
Four times.
That's a lot of sacks, Pat.
Yes, it is.
For anybody.
Not for you, but I mean, for a football team, yes. Four sacks is an average Saturday night for Tom Mueller.
You're telling me the kid's getting creamed.
But four sacks is a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
But this defense, if they show up, they show up.
Greg Rousseau is due to go off again. He's got great numbers. He's just not getting to the quarterback.
And I'm not taking any guy can sack.
Anyone, any sack.
Oh, I'm taking that bet, baby.
Four sacks is a lot
Laying
of sacks.
It down.
Okay.
So come on.
So to be clear.
What a hell of a show.
Are you talking about this one or the game on Sunday?
Neither.
Okay. So to be clear.
Yeah, to be clear.
You are over 3.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Stupid talk.
Despite the fact the Bills have to travel to the other side of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and they're only a game ahead of the Seahawks in the standings,
right.
They are 3-point favorites on the road.
All right.
The Bills need to stack wins in this soft part of the schedule. They started it
it's
off
key.
Right against Tennessee. Well, they started it off in the second half against Tennessee, right? Tua's back with the Dolphins, so who knows what that team looks like when they come to Orchard Park next week. And the Colts are one of those weird teams that can play really well, and then all of a sudden they suck.
Mm.
Seattle... right now is in a very winnable division. They're in first place with some good teams that are struggling. And if they lose, their window to take advantage of that could close fast. So they may be desperate too. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more points?
Well, based on my previous picks,
mm-hmm.
it seems to me I'm thinking the Bills are going
to
win.
I love how he has to convince himself based on his own logic. Seems to me, based on what I said, the Bills will win this game.
Of course they're going to win the game.
Okay.
But we'll... You tell me this team is horrible. You haven't spoken well.
I didn't
well
say
about
that.
I mean, they're not horrible. They're
number one in their division.
They can't stop anybody.
They can't stop the run.
Gino was laying on his back half the time crying because he got hit. Their star receiver's got...
sprain.
What, a bad leg?
MCL sprain his knee.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Where are they going?
Doctor be like, yeah.
They got a kid that limps trying to catch the ball.
Okay, so do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 4 or more points?
Oh, they're going to cover.
Okay, so great.
Yeah, I see that.
Don't, man. Again, you don't have to say blowout. If you say
no, yeah, you can just say they win.
Because if it's not a blue, then you lose.
Don't say it, man. Don't say blowout, man. Be cool, man. Don't ruin the Bills experience for me, man.
So? You want heroin? What is happening right now?
No. What?
So 4 and that's it?
Oh, no. I think it's going to be a very convincing win.
What are you thinking then?
I see more than 4 points.
What do you see, jackass?
I see a jackass blowout. West Coast, baby. Air Coryell. West Coast. New York Sack Exchange coming over to Soft Jiggly Town and putting it to them boys.
Air Coryell, New York Sack Exchange, Seahawks versus Bills blowout.
Jiggly Town, soft boy blowout.
Okay, let's recap Tommy's picks for folks that are just joining us.
Let's bring it all together.
Tommy is over. One half a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is over 99 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He is over 3.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. And he has the Bills winning. He has them winning by 4 or more. And he's got them in an Air Coryell, New York Sack Exchange, West Coast. Bleh. Our good friends.
Yeah, who's coming in?
They'll be coming in after 9 to recap these picks from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Oh, great guy.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Good people. Yep. Good people.
They will be here just after
9. Not so fast, buddy. There's going to be a new drinking game this game.
Got that?
Because you're going to hear a word be used constantly throughout this game when they're describing the Bills on the field.
What do you think?
Gel.
Wait a minute! Of course, every NFL broadcast will say the word gel at some point.
No, but I'm saying you could do a drinking game out of it. It's going to be used multiple times to describe what you're seeing on the field. The team is going to gel at the right time.
This is
going to be the team right now where you're going to see a balanced attack, and they're going to crush Seattle.
What's the pick?
Pick is how many times they say gel.
How many times? Okay, so you're going to sit and watch the broadcast and count how many times they say gel.
No, you will.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I'm not doing it either.
Oh, great. Then you lost.
No, how did I lose?
Give me a
don't have to keep track.
Why did you say they say it at least one time? That would be your bonus pick.
You do have to keep track because you don't pay attention. So we tell you if you won or lost. Hey, guess what? You lost. Oh, what happened, genius?
Put a number on it.
5.
5 gels. You're an idiot.
5 gels.
You're an idiot.
How am I an idiot? You don't think they'll say gel 5 times?
I don't.
Five is a lot. Maybe you, I would have just said they're going to say that the team gels. One time, boom.
But that's also a lame ass pick.
These guys well, constantly repeat themselves.
So your bonus pick is that the commentators
say... I'm disappointed.
Say, ooh, ooh.
I'm disappointed in your bonus pick.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Give me something flashy.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You can't handle flashy. I know flashy. You ain't no flash.
You're a crumb bum, no flash, lush.
Lush.
All right. Gel. There it is.
The key word today is gel.
Mike Danger.
See, because now you know what's going to happen? Now it's going to be a trend. Every week he's going to pick a new word.
Yeah, you're
a
right.
A key word of the game.
The word of the game.
Is football.
Kick.
I don't think they say football five times in a three and a half hour podcast.
Well, you handed off the football.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.